Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and we have a full docket today. Yes, the rest of the world may be at home, but we here at Crime Talk are always working. First on the docket, Lori Vallow was wedding ring and wedding dress shopping before Chad DeBell's wife had passed away. Second, Al Stock, divorce filing to Letitia Stock, and the neighbor's security system may be the lead in this case. Third, Lori Loughlin files a motion to dismiss the case against her based upon prosecutorial misconduct. The Pets.com good person of the day wants everybody to make sure they have a good wipe. And five, Angela Boswell, yes, the mother of Megan Boswell, arrested again. Now we know where Megan was getting her parenting skills from. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich from Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. We hope that you are all out there taking care of yourself, be safe, wash your hands, and do your social distancing. First on the docket, Lori Vallow. That's right. Yes, the woman in Idaho charged with the disappearance of her children. I guess I should actually say the abandonment of her children, JJ and Ty Lee. She awaits a hearing for another bond reduction argument, assuming the judge will grant it based upon a new attorney saying there was new information out there. Well, there's also some new information that doesn't look good for old Lori or perhaps Chad as well. That's right. It appears as though on August 2nd, some 2 weeks before Chad DeBell's wife had actually passed away, Lori Vallow was ring shopping and in fact used her dead husband's credit card and Amazon account to purchase it. There are also searches for wedding dresses. Now, coincidentally, the same ring that she was shopping for some weeks before Chad's wife had passed away was the same ring she had on at her wedding day. Coincidence or something nefarious? Leave me a comment below. And for those of you who have not subscribed already, we would ask you please to do so. If you also would like to receive notifications of when we put up new content, which we try to do on a nearly everyday type of basis, hit that little bell and you'll receive notifications. As always, leave us a comment below as well. Next on the docket, Al Stock, that is the father of Gannon Stock and soon-to-be ex-husband of Letitia Stock. The filings in this particular case for the divorce, I mean, they're public record. It's not that difficult to find. But what is interesting is the fact that when these documents were filed, Letitia Stock was still in South Carolina and hadn't been brought back just yet. But the pleadings also state that where the section that states where the defendant would be residing, Al Stock, through his attorney, states that Letitia Stock is in South Carolina awaiting extradition for the murder of petitioner's son, Gannon Stock. So just kind of a little bit of a jab the attorneys put in there. They could have just said currently in North Carolina and said nothing about the pending charges at all. But obviously, sometimes it's worth taking those little jabs every now and then as an attorney, even though you can still do it and still be professional. Now, the other thing is that the neighbor who turned over the security camera footage, and there's some question whether it's security camera footage or Ring doorbell services, because let's face it, just about everybody has these types of cameras on your doorsteps these days. You can drive down any block and see them. So the neighbor's security camera really kind of gave the big lead because it showed that Letitia Stock was not being truthful to the police because she originally stated that she believed that Gannon was off with a friend. Turns out there's video of her leaving with him, returning hours later without him. So that is there. The neighbors have stated that they have turned over all of the video to local authorities as well as the FBI. So there's going to be a lot of video evidence in this particular case, is my estimation based upon these type of cases these days. More and more, the video discovery that you receive in discovery for a criminal case far exceeds the paper discovery, which obviously was not the case many, many years ago. You spend more time watching video, sometimes of nothing, but sometimes nothing can be something of evidentiary value. So those attorneys are going to have a lot to review, no doubt. Next on the docket, Lori Loughlin. That's right, the Varsity Blues mother who tried to get both of her daughters into USC for the crew team, even though they had never been on the crew team before in their life. Her defense attorneys had actually moved just late last week for a continuance of the October trial date, saying that they had received new information and it was going to take a long time to actually have that information reviewed, analyzed, and file the appropriate motions. The judge denied that motion and said the trial will go on. And then here we are, just a few days later, the defense has filed a motion to dismiss based upon prosecutorial misconduct. The defense is alleging that the prosecution did not turn over relevant information relating to Rick Singer. Rick Singer was this advisor to all these parents to get their kids into court. And it is being alleged by the defense that Rick Singer actually had basically become a cooperating informant at the time that he was making calls to all of his clients and trying to get them to make incriminating statements. For in fact, one of the calls that the prosecution is relying heavily upon basically seems to allege that Ms. Loughlin knew that the whole thing was a big scam. She's saying, no, that's not true. In fact, there were earlier calls were saying she thought everything was legit and that she was making a legitimate donation to the school to get her kid in. Because let's face it, that's the way things work in some worlds. Not exactly the one mine is in, but their kids would have to live with the result that the only way they got into the school was the old-fashioned way, was their parents paid somebody. But they can't do that. The prosecution cannot do that. The prosecution cannot have someone else do as their agent what they could not do themselves. So those statements, if they were in fact a product of Rick Singer being an agent, basically being told, go in and get this information, there are certain rules that they have to do. They can't try and basically try to incriminate them because that's basically interrogation by the prosecution. So they may have something here. We'll have to wait and see. These kinds of motions usually don't get a whole lot of play. I can't imagine this judge giving it a whole lot of play either. The prosecution has said that, you know, it's all frivolous and groundless, which they always do. But you know, sometimes you never know. We had a case not long ago where we didn't think we were going to win the motion. The prosecution said it was frivolous and groundless. The judge granted it. Our client was looking at 30 years mandatory minimum, and the judge suppressed the evidence. Boom, case goes away. So you just never know how these cases will turn out. We'll be watching the Loughlin matter just frankly because it's kind of interesting. Now, next to our pets.com good person of the day. And our good person of the day is Jeremiah Grazza. He's the owner of the Thunderbird Lounge in Phoenix, Arizona. And obviously, like lots of bars and restaurants, they've been hit hard by the current environment that we're all in. He can't have customers come in and dine or have a drink. But they've relaxed some of the rules as it relates to takeout and people being able to sell wine and beer for him. And so as a gesture of his appreciation for dining there, that's right. If you buy a meal, buy a drink to go, he will throw in a roll of toilet paper. He apparently has it, didn't need it all, might as well do a good gesture. Although I don't think there's any necessarily shortages, just slow stock getting to the shelves. It's still a good good gesture. And for that, the Thunderbird Lounge in Phoenix, Arizona. And Jeremiah Grazza is our pets.com good citizen of the day. And if you want to take a look at pets.com, they've been good to us. Hit the link below. Maybe you need something for your pet. They deliver. Take a look. Next on the docket, Angela Boswell. Yes, Angela Boswell is the mother of Megan Boswell, who is the mother of Evelyn Boswell, the young 15-month-old girl who was found deceased after being reportedly told that she was gone and missing, perhaps kidnapped. Who knew exactly? Turns out those stories were probably false and inaccurate and just downright untruthful. And, well, so as you may recall, Angela Boswell was found in what was reported to be a stolen automobile. She's facing charges for those charges while the search for Evelyn Boswell was going on. She was basically reportedly one of the last people to see or be with Evelyn. In fact, it was even reported at one point that Evelyn was with Angela Boswell. Well, yesterday we reported that Angela and her beau at that particular time were cited at Walmart for shoplifting, given a summons and sent on their way, and they are ultimately banned from Walmart for life. Well, it didn't take long because just last night, Angela Boswell was arrested, and she was arrested for burglary. And it is alleged, and obviously she's given the presumption of innocence, but she and another boyfriend by the name of Larry Chad Fields went to a residence, pulled up, and then were seen carrying various items away from the house shortly thereafter, specifically two televisions, a shotgun, a pistol, and various tools, all things that can be pawned rather easily, wouldn't you agree? Well, obviously, Megan Boswell needs to be judged separately if she's in fact ultimately charged with the death of Evelyn, but we'll probably get a pretty good idea as to why and how she got such good parenting skills when her own mother is setting the example to go by. Now, that's perhaps a little harsh, but it is a reality. Oftentimes, people make the choice. They're either going to be just like their parents or completely opposite of them. We'll keep following that, and we'll see if Angela comes up with some charges as well as it relates to the death of Evelyn as well. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now, no good dumb criminal contestant of the day story can really begin if it doesn't involve naked people. Well, and this one does. Not only one, but yes, two naked people. So it is alleged that apparently Robert Jancic was at the beach with his girlfriend, and apparently they were having a good time. They were naked, and then his girlfriend needed to urinate, and so she got out of the car and apparently did her thing, and she used a napkin to dab herself, and apparently somehow when she threw it away, it hit Robert. Robert somehow became upset and infuriated, and it is alleged that not only did he kind of slap her, but maybe even choked his girlfriend. When the police arrived, Robert had no good explanation as to the marks around her neck for the alleged choking, thinking perhaps maybe it happened at the beach. But he remains in custody on a charge of domestic battery by strangulation. Robert, I mean, you're probably having a pretty good day. You're at the beach. You're apparently having sex in the car. You have to ruin it over a napkin? Really? Let it go. How many times have I told our dumb criminals of the day, just let it go? Well, that would be my advice to Robert as well. But now he's going to be looking at a domestic violence charge, which if convicted will prevent him from having any contact with his friend. It will prevent him from ever owning a firearm under the Brady handgun bill. And so there's just lots of things that are going to be come after this. And so he should have just let it go because it sounds like he was having a pretty good day. But that's where it stands. Hey, thanks for watching Crime Talk today. I know we're a little casual, but since we don't have any courts open, I didn't think I needed to wear a suit today. But we'll be back in a suit tomorrow because we'll have meetings here at the office anyway. Be safe, do your social distancing, and for God's sakes, wash your hands. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.